Stephen St. John, and as Dustin calls me, Frank O'Harris right now with Dustin Colquitt. Man, that first quarter last week for special teams, first it was a couple of big mistakes, but then special teams helped get the team back in it. I think that's and the Texans had some mistakes there in special teams. That I think that shows you right there what an example of how important special teams can be in the playoffs. That was all wrapped into one quarter right there.
Yeah, definitely. It can be like, kind of like that silent winner or just that silent killer. And, you know, the way the game started out, block punt, muff punt, and then we had five things, boom, 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 that happened on special teams that really kind of like accelerated our ability to kind of win that game. And that's not even to mention what was going on offensively, defensively, some of the plays and the catches and just really a kind of gritty performance by, you know, Travis. And, you know, everybody talks about Mahomes, rightfully so. And, you know, when they're on task, 14 is doing his thing, it's fun to watch our offense kind of in motion.
But you played enough football where you knew after one quarter there's still plenty of time left to come back. But by the halftime, all in one quarter, I mean, come on. That was nuts. That had to be crazy to watch.
Yeah, definitely. And I listened to some of the broadcasting on the game. It was funny how Tony just said, you know, I see all this, like, biggest leads that were broken and the winner, but this all – that was a game.
Right.
We're talking about, like, second quarter. Mm-hmm. So I think that it taught us, though, that the way that that Brett Veach and Andy Reid and just the powers that be have kind of built this team is it's resilient. You know, it responds well to adversity, and, you know, it might have been the best thing to happen for us as opposed to just being, like, trading punches back and forth like that, is to have, like, a wake-up and call and say, hey, remember how much we've been through since April 15th? You know, we've put a lot of work in. We've got a lot of guys healthy, and, you know, a lot of guys are pushing through stuff, and, you know, we just got to stay the course and work through our weeks.
I think almost all of us feel like maybe one of the biggest, if not the biggest play of the game came on special teams when Dan Sorensen makes that tackle on the fake punt. For those of us that don't sit in the meeting rooms during special teams and all that, can you put into context for us what was so significant about his ability to make that play in terms of being prepared and going out and executing in a situation like that?
Yeah, that comes down to film study and just execution for Dan. He is definitely a captain on special teams as far as decision making. He watches. He's meticulous with watching film, and so he sees the tendency of where a personal protector is going to line up depending on what foot of the punter is and what they're going to do. And so, you know, what happened with that was he kind of had a read and a feeling, and when a football player gets a pre-snap read and a feeling, and then he's able to execute it just because he's fast, he can tackle, he can do all those things, it really kind of stumped their progress. That if that was a first down and they extend that drive and keep going, I think it would have been a different game, at least from that play standpoint. You know, they would have possessed the ball a little bit longer on that drive, maybe won a field position battle there if they kept going. And so Dan's play really kind of changed the game there.
So we had your former teammate Derek Johnson on the show earlier today, and he, first of all, he said he's going to be at the game, and he wanted to go and hit Derrick Henry during pregame warm-ups, which would be unbelievable. But then he did say that. But then he talked about how you could just hear it in his voice how he wished that he could have a chance to play in the championship game almost a decade and a half. And you're one of the guys that you get that you could have a career for 10, 15 years and never get to this point. Here you guys are right back to where you were last year with this golden opportunity. What does that mean to you? After having played for so long for this organization, what's it mean to you to have that opportunity that so many of your teammates will never get a chance to take part in?
Yeah, God's grace. I mean, you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, play in this game, and I know that. And 15 years is a hard place to play. I remember Jeff Fiegels when he, you know, he played for 21 years and finally gets in and his first playoff win, and then the second win, and then a Super Bowl. And so, I'm doing everything I can this week just to stay in shape, kicking, swimming, everything. And it's guys like Derek and Tomba and, you know, some of these guys down through the years, Alan Bailey, I mean, the list goes on. Brandon Flowers. Like, I think of guys that flood my mind that I'm like, God, I wish I could, like, share this with these guys on the field that I know were, you know, great people that really wanted to, you know, win a championship for the Hunt family and for the city. And so it's just going to be fun, you know, playing for our guys in the locker room, but also for guys that you played in the past with.
So it's supposed to be really cold again. You've kicked in the cold here. You've kicked in the weather. What's it like punting when it's 20 degrees or less outside? How different is it than maybe a normal day?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely changes things. The ball doesn't compress as well. So you just got to kind of rip into it, grip it and rip it. And just make sure that, you know, if it's windy, you're, you know, cutting into that wind. Obviously, hang times are going to be different. So you got to make sure that you flip the field, but also keep the ball out of the return guy's hands as much as you can and just try to flip that field when you can.
Final question for you. I know you've got this game in front of you and you guys got to take care of business, but what would it mean for you to see Clark Hunt get his father's trophy, the Lamar Hunt trophy, on the field at Arrowhead Stadium?
Oh, man, it'd be everything. I mean, I'm the only player that has met Lamar. And so I remember when he was here, he was so passionate with people and coming down on, or even during the game and during the week, he would come up on Fridays and have business meetings and, like, talk to guys and see how their family was, if you need anything. And so his family just has always done the right thing, especially in the community and just with the organization. And so to bring that back to him and his family would be very special.
Good luck, Dustin, and hopefully we'll be talking about a trip to Miami.
Let's do it. Warmer weather.
That's right. That's Dustin Colquitt back after this on WHB.